Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm the host with the most, Cole, who can't fucking see, and both the lovely, lovely, and quite tired Miss Amanda.
Hey.
She's the booty call girl. We're here to tantalate and titillate you. We'll talk about our adventures in just a little bit. I guess I can't talk any shit this time. Anywho.
No, you cannot.
This is season 6, for those of you following along at home. Episode 259, you know what that means? Next week is a what?
260.
Yeah. I don't know if it's really a milestone. Like,
is that really a milestone?
Not really, but I like to pretend it is. I had lots of milestones this week. It's a good week. Not very often you have 3 fucking miles on your dick in one day. I did. Anyways, we'll get to that in a minute. So, quick shout out to our sponsors, which we have.
Slut.
I'm a fucking complete whore and I love my life. So, we've got exciting announcements coming. I'm going to let the guy out of the bag in just a second. Let's do our regular sponsors first. Quick, a shout out to our sponsors, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. You know what? 3 million readers can't be wrong. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world, that's like porn, or the swinging world, that's kind of what we do. ASN Lifestyle Magazine is the place to be. Don't forget, you can vote now for the ASN Awards twice a day. Count them, twice a day, between now and June 30th. You want to go to ASNLifestyleMagazineAwards.com. We want to win 3 fucking awards. Number one, best retail shop, Full Swap Shop. That'll be changing soon. Best sporting business, Full Swap Radio. The best source of information. And finally, the best trade show, convention, expo, Crazy Winter Nights. We're the only 2-time, count them, 2-time winner of that ever. So there you go. Let's make it a third. We like 3s.
If you want to, vote for our friend, Nikki, for Dear Nikki,
yeah,
for the podcast,
yes.
If you want to.
Absolutely. No, we don't care. Anyway, so you want to check that out. But again, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Make it a habit to read it each and every month. Also, you know what?
I thought you were going to say day.
Good. It's that time of year. It's the grilling time.
It is.
That's right. You know what? And meat is meat unless it's seasoned meat. Season your meat with our good friend Smokin' Meats Barbecue Treats. .com and SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. They've got 5 delicious flavors to choose from.
You had one for dinner.
I did.
Do you know which one?
No. Because I had a fact. Actually, I believe it was probably Pineapple Paradise or Hickory Dust.
No, Lemon Pepper.
Lemon Pepper? Okay. All right. I ate mine fast. You can't count me. I have allergies, so most of my food tastes like snot right now. Anyways, but they have good meat rubs, and they do know about rubbing on meat. Hickory dust, lemon pepper, SPG, orange mango, habanero, and pineapple paradise. It's a swinger company made by swingers for swingers, but you can put it on anybody's meat. SmokinMeatBBQTreats.com. Check them out today. Make sure you let them know that Kazma sent you. And finally, I like to fuck, you like to fuck, we all like to fuck. But you know what we don't like to do? Snorkel. That's right, some people do. And if you like to snorkel, that's great. But if you don't, what you need to get is a nomorewetspot.com blanket. That's right, no more wet spots.
You can still have to snorkel.
You can still snorkel. Put a kiddie pool under it first.
It just makes it dry, easy cleanup.
It's easy cleanup.
Easy cleanup.
Easy cleanup. Because it is a machine washable, machine dryable, non-crinkly blanket that's designed specifically for bodily fluids. What is spooges and otherwise? Bodily fluids. I'll be damned.
Wow, amazing.
And it catches it. So, I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. Meow. It's been all about pussy this week. Anyways, I'll let the cat out of the bag. We are proud to announce, let me say it one more time, proud to announce our brand new exclusive relationship. Some people like to meet and talk about safety. We like to actually do stuff about it. So what we do, we are proud to announce that we are working with exclusively MyCupCondom.com. That's right, MyCupCondom. MyCupCondom is once used, is biodegradable. It is for your drink spike prevention device. You can get them all kinds of places. You're going to be able to get those very, very soon, both on our website at FullSwapShop.com and other places. So we are very excited. They're going to be a sponsor of our safe tables for all of our events, as well as sponsor of the show. So we're super excited to work with them. We'll be getting you more information, website information, discount codes, all kinds of stuff. You know what? If you're going to an event, you're going to a party, put some in your pocket, keep yourself safe. So no No more issues. But there, just saying. All right, with that being said, shoo, that was a whole lot of stuff. We actually have some other sponsors coming online too here soon. We'll let those know. Well, as things get closer. So what did you do last night?
Nothing like texting somebody going, "You want a booty call?"
That's right.
Literally. See, so do you want a booty call?
It's a first. That's a brand new thing for you. But the thing is you picked him up from he was gone for a week and a half, whatever.
He was gone for a week.
Many, many moons.
And I picked him up at the train station at 5 a.m.
Your loins were longing.
We went back to his place.
Broke in the fucking, again, hit on the air mattress. And then, but he got tired on you for during round two, three?
Round two.
He got tired. So,
like,
so.
Well, you know, I am kind of tired. I'm so, not. Yeah. Come on.
I'm still horny.
Fine.
Yeah, so.
You're allowed to sleep.
So you made it up. You let him get rest.
So then I hit him up the next day and said, hey.
Hey.
Well, what it was you were going to the bar to meet some friends.
I was.
And I'm like, I cannot go to the bar and get up at 4 a.m.
You could have.
No, you got back at 2:30.
I did.
2:15. 2:15, 2:30.
And I left the bar at midnight.
And woke me up.
I didn't wake. No.
I wasn't sleeping very easy. You woke the fuck up.
I came home and did your dishes so they'd be clean for you in the morning.
Thank you.
Went down to my office and then got into bed. Had to get the dog out of my bed. And then you were, you were yapping at me. You were chatting with me. So, because I did get home a little late. But you knew that there was a chance I was going to get home late.
Well, I knew you would. It's not that big a deal.
It kind of was. And we're going to talk about it because it was a first. 12 fucking years in, it was a first.
There you go. Rock on.
Not necessarily rock on. It was kind of like, what the hell just happened there? Seriously. It wasn't bad, but it was just
what
like...
What the hell just happened?
Look, there's very rarely that you're going to give me a situation to be like, huh, well, this is... I made comments multiple times through the course of the evening that how surreal the events were.
Okay.
And that is bizarre. I mean, that's at 12 years. This is that whole don't think so you've seen it all. But nope. Sure haven't, pumpkin.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I had a good day. And I'm sore today. I am sore.
Well, tell us why you're sore. Because
I work out. I work out. I do ab workouts. Crunches, to be specific. Crunches and crunches.
Are we sure it's crunches or thrusts?
It's a little of both. But you know what it's not? There's no clowning around. I get bred after it. So, thank you. Yeah, so what was bizarre was...
I had a water bottle, I'd scorch it.
What was bizarre, what's not bizarre, but what was really fun is I had Monday mornings aren't very productive for me.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's a great... It's a blast. I have a wonderful, wonderful time. It's you know, some people go, I can't adult. I take my mental health breaks a little bit different.
And
they involve my penis.
I tried. We talked about it beforehand. I tried to drop in because he goes, you might actually want to hear it. And I'm like, okay. So I dropped in, and all I heard was a dog whining.
Which, honestly, here's the deal.
Like, well, I can't hear shit.
Here's another first. We've had consistently have had dogs for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Never. I've had dogs whimper. We have vocal dogs, whatever. I've never had dogs howl. Never. We've never had dogs howl.
Are you sure that just wasn't just a whine?
No. It was a fucking howl because it went on for quite a while. And it was like, oh my God, the dogs, because they were left out of the room. And they literally, I'm like, oh my God, the dogs are howling. Luckily, I was able to fight through the distraction, stay focused.
But and I'm like, here at work with an earphone going.
So, okay, what we're going to do. Now, so everybody knows, there was not like, we weren't sneaking, so like people didn't know.
No, no.
The person knew that there was a chance, but what we'll do next week, which we may switch to a Tuesday just for fun, but what we'll do next week is I'm going to move the Alexa actually in the room.
Okay.
So this way you can hear accordingly. So
can I start dropping message? Get them, get them, oh, get them.
I would. You know, here's the deal. You can because you know damn good and well that if I was doing it, I'd be like, tap that, hit it, go. I would be
smack
all over that,
that
shit.
Ass. Yeah. Smack it harder. I would be all over that. Okay, but I have coworkers around me going, what the fuck are you doing?
Which is even funnier. Tell them that you're listening. I think Cole's cheating on me. No, you got to listen. Yeah, you can do that. Because I'm going to crack jokes. Look, I cannot help myself but to crack jokes. I crack jokes if just me and a play partner, I crack jokes. And if it,
when
and
do
it,
you not crack jokes?
Well, I know, but it's inappropriate. Later in the night, at the second event that was unplanned, I actually managed to fuck up an orgasm for people because I crack jokes. So it's what I do, which is really actually super funny to me. There's nothing, look, if you're ever hooked up with a couple and people are like, oh, we're going to fucking, we want to do, like, same couple as well. Okay, great. Rock on. I'm warning you now, I crack jokes. Mm-hmm. I have been, another guy's wife and I have been kicked out of a room because we were laughing and cracking jokes. It's what's going to happen. A friend of mine and I have managed to fuck up an entire night of us fucking of a swap because him and I started talking, making Star Wars references because I was eating a pussy out and sounded like Darth Vader. And then the lightsaber jokes and the Death Star, whatever. So if just know going into it, if there's anything that can sidetrack, it's not about penis size. The people go, oh, how do you deal with it? Like penis and all that? No. If you want to find out how good you are at sex in a group setting,
you cannot get distracted.
You
by
have
cool.
to do it with me in there because even if I'm not participating, I'm going to crack jokes. If I am participating where you think I'd be focused on the fucking, I'm going to crack jokes. In fact, if I start to sweat on somebody, I'm like, oh, God, sorry, I'm drowning. It is what it is. So just put that in your repertoire and smoke it. Just saying. So anyways, yeah.
Oh,
so,
boy.
It was a great time. So actually, the show tonight, we're gonna talk a little bit about, I have a whole new level of appreciation for male porn stars. Okay? A whole fucking new level of appreciation for male porn stars, okay? So you gotta make a book on tape. People can play while fucking. I would do that. I'll put a GoPro on me too when I'm fucking.
Do it.
And I'll be yelling stuff out, rocking the boat.
Well,
tidal wave.
At the end of last week, well, Friday.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're like, let's go in the bedroom. I'm like, fuck yeah. I had just gotten dressed, stripped my ass back down. Yeah. He said, here's my phone.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Record this.
Okay, hold on. As long as there's no finger puppets. Hey, I only get finger puppets out on special occasions. Hello. Oh. It just is. It is what it is.
No, you're not allowed.
Yeah. Huh?
Why? You're not allowed.
You know why you can't use finger puppets when you're having sex?
Why?
Because what if all of a sudden you lose one? Wait a minute. Nobody moved. Did you lose a contact? No, I lost a finger puppet. I started with 5. We only had 4. I'm just saying. Nobody wants that phone call later going, hey, I think I found your finger puppet. Just saying.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So.
So.
Yeah, look, here's we all.
I'm like, just do a point of view. Just get me from behind. Let's go. And it goes like this, and then cold breathing.
I am 289 pounds.
I don't care how big
you are. You know what that is? Look, if you
have steady hands, buddy.
Listen to me. If you had a grizzly bear fucking, you know what it's going to sound like? Like it's wheezing for air. I told a guy I've been flirting with, whatever. I said, hey, here's the deal. You know, I don't flirt with shit, but I fuck decent, whatever. And she asked me if I was loud, and I said, I sound a lot like a bull. A lot of snorting and grunting, but I'm pretty sure it's sexy. So let's not, we tell a lot about me on this show.
Oh, okay.
There are people listening that I would like to stick my penis in at some point in time. Let's hope we don't scare them away with the fact that I sound like a fucking, like I'm stroking out.
You don't want to sound like you're stroking out?
Well, I mean, look, I'm going to, but let's surprise them with that. Let's catch them off guard with it. Let's not have them going into it going, thinking they need, like, an oxygen mask ready for me. Oh, by the way, I don't sweat at all. Bring a towel. oh, my God, there was a huge wet spot. Did she squirt? No, fucking goofy
so
sweat.
So I put the
me.
Video on, and it had a little sick? Movement, but you're, like, just kind of breathing heavy. And all I put was, was Camera Fail as a title.
Great, I make the
fucking But that ass was bouncing.
Look, I'm going to have to buy the camera. They show the woman, like, running, doing the track thing, running with her kid, and it, like, it's all bouncing, but then when it, like, automatically, like, levels it out, I need one of those. It's our fucking camera.
Are you sure your phone doesn't have it, and I just never turned it on?
I have no fucking... I have no idea. I never looked for the
fucking... Orgasm, leg cramp, or stroke, flip a coin.
Yeah, no shit. I've never looked for the fucking sex feature. I've never looked for the one that says, like, when banging, turn here. The thing is, we just need tripods everywhere going. Whatever. No shit. Even, you know what it's going to look like if I have a, using a selfie stick? It's going to look like a fucking whipping it around. It's going to be horrible. Rodeo 9. Okay, so... Huh. Well, here's the deal. Let's... We talk about the fact, the reality of it, is that it is hard enough in the lifestyle when you start fucking in a group setting and everybody's fucking.
Right.
Right? There's sounds, there's snorting, there's slobber and spittle going everywhere. There's sounds of...
You can't hear that and you just spit all over the place.
Well, that was...
Ew, there's sounds
of that everywhere going on, right? So, and then there's sounds of cold cracking jokes and whatever. All of those things are challenging enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it. There's sounds of Miss Amanda trying not to swallow on a cock and drown herself. Okay, there's all this stuff, but everybody's participating, so everybody's equally distracted. Do you want to know what, okay, on porn, what it looks like is everybody's focused on the chick they're fucking or the guy they're fucking. In real life, true swinger group sex, you want to know what it looks like? Everybody close your eyes and picture this for just a second. Picture a nature program and, like, groundhogs or prairie dogs. Because what it is, a whole bunch of guys going... Looking around, they're hearing sounds, everybody's got their head up, you're supposed to be fucking the girl in front of you, or the guy in front of you, but you're looking around to hear what the sound is. It's like we're all looking for a snake to come in somewhere.
I did not
Because we're distracted. No, because I think it's easier for women, because usually, hopefully if it's a group setting...
You just have
setting,
to roll your head.
Well, if it's a group setting, you either have a ball sack right here on your forehead, or you have a dick in your mouth, or you're looking down, or there's other distractions, right? For guys, we're supposed to be focusing on your back and your ass. But the bottom line is, when we see some chick going, and we hear, we're going to look at it. When we hear the sound of, we're going to look at it. When we hear the sound of squish, 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 we're going to look at it. When the girl screams bloody murder, we're going to look at it. So when you get a group of, like, five couples doing that, there's a lot of fucking sensory overload happening, right? And the whole time, you got to stay focused. Because otherwise you slip out and then you break a dick or you shove your dick up her ass or into her leg or some other weird thing. Not to mention, as somebody mentioned earlier, there's the occasional, man down, cramp. You try to help a brother out. There's just a lot of shit. Plus people are hungry, you need snacks. Just saying. And that's hard enough, right? But you're involved with it. After last night, what I can tell you, trying to fuck around when there's people just watching... Right? They're just watching. But they're really close. They're like close. Close, close. But they're just watching. No intention of doing anything other than watching. So you're like, instantly you become so self-conscious, it's not even funny. And on top of it, they'll be talking along in conversation, and you hear random thing. We know that I can't stay focused for anything, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, it's late, it's after the bar, and I'm hungry because we know I always want to go get snacks, and I didn't last night either. And all of a sudden, they're talking about, like, cooking chicken McNuggets. And all of a sudden, you hear that, and so then I get butterflied. I'm like, chicken nuggets? You know, I'm doing the prairie dog thing. Chicken nuggets? And you try to get back to focused, and they're talking, and so it's background noise. Da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, it goes. And all you hear is... Now, here's the deal. When you're the only two laying on the bed and you're the only two doing anything, you know exactly at that moment in time, you're the topic of conversation. And based upon the angle they have, here's what they're looking at. If they look right at my legs, they're looking right at my ass, which I'm sure is super sexy, right? Or they're basically, they have the worst view angles. It's not like they're getting like the great seats. They're getting these weird seats with these weird angles. And so all of a sudden, what you feel like is kind of like a porpoise rolling around on the beach. And you're just like, doo-doo-doo, and you're putting on a show, but you like, yeah, it's just... It is, and they were very nice. Do you want to sleep? No. This is fine. And it's just distracting, but it's not distracting. And you're trying to stay focused. And then somebody like me, I start laughing because it becomes absolutely hysterical in the whole thing. And what added a layer of challenge was they were trying to help. Mm-hmm. I've never had valet clothes before. This is when, go ahead and ask it. Go ahead and ask it.
Well, I'm trying to picture it. So each piece of clothing comes off, they hand it to them for you to pile up, and they give it to you when you're done.
No. It was high end. I told them it was the best high end place I've ever been to.
So they took them off of you.
They were all of a sudden, they're like, here, let me take your boots off for you. Okay, that's
fucking rock on. That's right. Amanda hates doing it. Go for it.
But so. At one point, because it was kind of close, I kind of had my shirt, somehow or another got myself tangled in my own shirt. And they had people helping me and stuff. It's just surreal.
Was the room this size?
It felt like, yeah, it was very tight. At one point in time, I was getting my dick sucked, and I was getting a leg massage at the same time. I did not have a cramp. But it felt wonderful.
Okay, so back up. How many people were in the room?
One, two... Three, four, five.
Five people
in the room. It was awesome, but it was just, my shit wasn't going to work because at this point in time, I'm just kind of amused and overwhelmed. But what it made me think and realize is how challenging it is when you're being watched. And actually, I'd say porn stars, but obviously porn stars are used to it. But it made me think back and remember how overwhelming it can be when you're new in the lifestyle to have the sensory overload.
You dealt with that a lot.
I did. And that's honestly, we lost like half our crowd. The cult is on a rampage. That's actually what the show is about, is understanding, okay, when people go, everybody asks us, how can we help you? So that's what I want to talk about. How can you really help someone when they are so sensory overload? Because if you think back to when you were new, mm-hmm. and the first time you're in a group, and I don't mean like the fucking 25 person orgy type scenario that we've never been in, but you know, I mean, even like,
we kind of have,
you know, kind of, but even like two or three couples, when all of a sudden you really feel like it's hard to convince somebody that you're not, that no one's paying attention to you, because you feel like everybody is staring at you. Mm-hmm. And so how do you do that? So what do we got for comments? I'm trying to... Amen, group sex totally overloads my sensors. Earplugs and horse binders. Shit stops working. Remember, I want horse binders. I will still put on horse binders. I would do it on
my Now, hard. You have to remember, there were times I walked up to you, put my hands next to your eyes, so you couldn't see.
Yes.
To yes. get in your face to get you to focus.
Yes. Yes. Because it's... But when you're new, I think my biggest thing is it was the first time in a long time, and it blew the group away, that I was so enamored with the situation, or that I was so blown away by the situation. They kept going, 12 years, the shit you've seen, and we have seen and done a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you are, it is, you so feel like you are, when you feel like people are watching you. Here's the reality. Were they really just staring at us? I have no idea. When they were whispering, probably. But they were having conversations, so it's not like they were just like, you know, staring at us. But you mind fuck yourself to believe they are. You totally, it's like, oh my God. I mean, I was like, they're like, I think I had, well, until the valet service got my underwear all the way off. I mean, it was like at my knees forever and a day. I mean, it's just like...
your knees.
I didn't strip myself at all.
That's funny.
And what's really funny is when we were leaving to find my clothes. You'd have thought I'd thrown them all over because I had like socks over here and different people dance to their pile all over.
Okay, kind of
weird.
Can see
just
that.
A total side note. But it's just that's something. So how do we help?
It's not okay. Sounds like a nightmare. Okay, honestly, on the female aspect of it, you don't have to get a hard on.
No.
You can lay there and you can fake it, or you can focus on what's going on.
Or somebody can spit on you if you need something to get wet.
Or you can participate, and while you're getting fucked, reach over and grab a tit. Or
which, by the way, it was hot because at one point I'm making out with a girl and got another girl sucking my dick, and that was cool and whatever. But it was just, yeah, no. I think as a guy, for me, it didn't work last night because of embarrassment or anything else. It was just sensory. It was just, I got so enamored with the situation. I mean, I got so butterflied. It wasn't even funny. And the whole time,
I can totally see it.
Do you know what I said? I said like four times, this is going to make a podcast. And the whole time, I was actually thinking about the podcast going, how can we use this to help people? Which is not the right focus when someone has your dick in their mouth. But, I mean, it got so hard because I had to tell one girl, no giggling with my dick in her mouth. And, of course, then I'm cracking jokes. And they're like, if you crack jokes, we're going to keep laughing with your dick in our mouth. And it's whatever. But it's just one of those things. It just made me realize, the cool thing about doing the show is you think back to, it makes you go back to when you were new and go, okay, how can we better help people?
Well, I know when you used to get overloaded, we would be like, let's switch. And I would go over.
Yes.
And try to get you out of your head. Because by that point in time, you're in your head.
Right. But what I wanted is, how can you start it better to get... Most guys, once they get it going, they're fine. Like once your dick's hard, once you've stuck it in somebody or somewhere, or the
festivities... It can go limp.
It can, but once it gets going, it's usually okay. It's the starting of it. It's like when, before I had my CPAP machine. This is the greatest example
what
ever.
What the fuck?
Before I started having my CPAP machine... It was a race. You had to fall asleep before I went to bed, because if you didn't, I was going to come in and I was going to snore so loud that I was going to suck you across the bed into my nose. So, and you knew that, as everybody around me knew that, right? So the thing is it's the same thing. If you, how do you help the new people get going first? Because if the experienced people are going, no worries, and the new person is overwhelmed and caught off guard, it's like, you almost need to start the orgy in heats. Everybody who's been in it 2 months or less, raise your hand. Okay, you guys start. You know, it's just like building lane assignments.
Well, if you think about the first official one that we were part of, you know, it wasn't like everybody went to the basement and stripped their clothes and started going at it.
I don't know. You were so far ahead down the stairs with your clothes coming off. I don't know what happened.
I was going, let's go. So Amanda's leading the charge, and down we went, and started fucking before even another couple came down.
Right. But once everybody got down there, that one actually went going pretty good. Okay, wait a minute. We'll get it. Okay. Wait a minute. I don't mean to watch. That's not the problem. Nuh-uh. And this show serves as a guide to help us that haven't experienced something you guys haven't, give us an image of what to expect. I don't know if that's always necessarily good. We try. I'm just saying.
Because not everybody has...
I don't want to plant anybody's seeds.
No, don't panic thinking that every orgy you're going to walk into, you're going to freak the fuck out.
No. I mean, but hope they have snacks. Just like playing the 18th hole when it's next to the clubhouse at an outing. Focus on the balls or ball. Absolutely. I can start good, but part with you, I get in my head. Yeah, absolutely. It's not even about being new in the lifestyle. And that's true. Part of it is, here's the weird part about being a guy. And I don't know if this is the same for women or not. Going off of like what Shannon said, you can be in the middle of it, right? And everything's going good, and it's fucking hot, and it's awesome, and whatever. And then all of a sudden, it like hits you that like you're getting this pussy, and you're gonna get to get that pussy, and your wife is getting those two dicks, and somebody's swinging off the rafter having monkey sex, and it's fucking. And all of a sudden, it just like cascades of like the realism of where you're at. It's like, I have waited this for my entire life. And all of a sudden, oh, shit. because you got so instantly overloaded. Can that happen to women? I wish you wouldn't look like somebody hit you in the head. And I kind of when I do that. Yeah.
We don't have to do shit but just lay there.
Then why do you bitch about threesomes and it's so much work?
Fuck off. Because it's dividing your attention equally so somebody doesn't feel left out. I've explained this.
Anyway, your jaw hurt.
Yeah, but you can put on a show of getting on and riding, you know, making it, trying to make it sex that wasn't. But I mean, you could try to make it.
If you're not a member of our YouTube channel after this episode, I strongly recommend it. Just saying.
Okay, so you can get on, you can ride, spur. You can use lube. And then they won't know the difference if you, but most of the time your body kicks in a natural lubrication anyway. You don't even have to be turned on.
If you just slather the person up, they won't know enough. Just slather them up and slide around.
Pretty much.
It's a naked slip and slides.
That's why porn stars use a lot of lube, so I hear. I don't
and
know for
sure. And
it
could because the dicks are this big. Three-wick candles. Okay, so, but he... On in all honesty, I really truly believe that, like, I think I've come up with a system here to help, like, you have to slow start orgies. That's okay. What it is. I think this could even apply for a couple situation, mm-hmm. right? If you're playing with a new couple, you know, like, we're old and experienced, you have a new couple. So we learned this, and where this is coming from, the very first threesome that we ever tried to set up. For your birthday. The problem was you were sucking his dick first and I was fucking you first, which is the wrong order to do things. Because.
But I sucked his dick for 2 hours because it wouldn't get hard.
Right.
He wasn't going to start off fucking me.
No, but the thing is I started, you started to suck both our dicks and I started fucking you and then he got enamored with what was going on. And it's like, I think the challenge when you start like with a couple, same room, is that you're like, you're either on the same bed or bed right next to each other, and it's almost like you need to like put up a sheet and start slowly and then work into the, you know, don't nobody stick anything in anybody till we're in the same room, but work our way in.
How about facing away from each other?
Well, what I'm saying is it slows somebody like me down. Because the problem is, I mean, unlike this weekend where you were just on a kissing spree, but in most situations, I'm the one that usually runs amok, and then as soon as we get in there, you know,
it's because I got hammered, apparently.
Her and I are to the like fucking stage, and you're having to slow roll it with the guy, and so.
Well, we actually had an instance like that.
Yeah. Yes, we did. A
couple where times. We were on one bed and you were on the other bed. You were facing away from us and going to town. I mean, there was no hesitation. Y'all were on it. And
that's
I'm sitting there
the
with the guy
fell.
And the guy is just kind of looking at me and I'm like sucking his dick. And he's just looking at me and looking over and looking at me and looking over. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I'm not going to keep doing this.
That's because we didn't even make it.
He goes, no, it's not going to work. I said, okay.
We didn't even make it like all the way through the room.
No. Y'all were...
But see, that's...
She was naked before she ever got to the bed, and there it was, and we still had clothes on. I'm like...
Okay, hold on, pause. Quick halftime. Hey, would you like to hear this show on a different platform? Something cool, awesome? A platform that's changing the way that you listen to lifestyle? I bet you would. And you know what? We love being on that platform. Full Swap Radio. Check us out, as well as some of the top shows in the industry. Get ready. Future things coming on Full Swap Radio. Live shows. That's right. Hear us live. All kinds of things. Check it out today. There's an app for that. What's the app, dear?
FS Radio.
And that's good for Android or Apple. Get it on today. Listen to your favorite shows all day, every day. And don't forget our vanilla lineup on Sundays for Vanilla Sunday. It's like Yacht Rock. Yacht Rock.
Yacht?
Wow. Don't rock. Do that again. Anyways,
wow.
FullSwapRadio.com. That was a horrible one.
Yes, it
was. That was the worst one. We should edit that out, but we're not going to.
No.
Anyways.
We don't edit. You get what you get.
Yeah, no shit. So, okay, yes. The problem is, going back to where we were at before that horrendous commercial played, is the fact that it ties into how we flirt. That's the problem.
Okay, how do we flirt?
Well, you and the guy usually are logical and just have a normal conversation, and me and the girl usually fucking... have mentally fucked 6 or 7 times before we ever get to the room. This so is then true. When we get there, it's like, you know, the Tasmanian devil. And shit's flying all over and shit.
Usually me and the guy aren't much of chatters, and y'all are just, like, sexting all over the place, and I'm just like, okay.
So what we need to do is
have I can try.
We need to have, like, a time rule thing. That'd be horrible.
A time rule?
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Oh, you have to wait
You cannot so put your penis anywhere in her for at least 15 minutes. So it'd be sitting there like watching an egg timer.
Stop it. Could you go limp, though? Waiting.
It depends how specific we made those rules. We may just be able to go, you cannot, you know, mouths are okay. Or it would throw me off. But the problem is, I think it can throw new people off the other way. We've been there. It is, sometimes it's great because when you're new, you don't have time to think about it. So you're just like, fuck, stick my penis somewhere. But sometimes you have too much time to think about it, and that's bad too. This swaying thing is really hard. That's the way it's supposed to be. One last night. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's... if you could just find a way to help people. I think that it can be so overwhelming, and it's part of it. You can't... I mean, earplugs was a great suggestion, but you probably should do that, but you can't.
That would help tons. Okay, but remember, when we used to cam on AFF...
Yeah.
You used to put earphones in to tune what out? I don't really know because it was just you and I in the room.
Because So when I was in college, I was fucking maybe a whore in college. Hard to tell. Don't know for sure. We're not commenting. I would listen to music. So if I, you know, I'd be drunk usually and I'd pick some girl up and whatever. And so I would have music going. So for me, seriously, and I've done this when I was having all, before I started taking testosterone years ago when I was having issues, like before the acupuncture, literally, I could put sunglasses on, I could put earphones on, and have like, shit, you know, the Doors playing or some shit like that, and I could fuck way better because I could go back in like, my own world somewhere. It was almost like I went back in time, is what it was, and honestly, it dehumanized the situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if for me, and I think there's the challenge with the lifestyle, is that it's you don't want to dehumanize it in terms of, because that is your wife or significant other, or that's somebody else's wife or significant other. So, you know, we don't want to be the dirtbags like that. It's not just a piece of meat, right? Mm-hmm. But if you could do that, when I go to that place, where it's like picking somebody up from college, they just go to that place, I don't ever have trouble with my dick. Never have.
Okay, so Shannon's like, you mean I shouldn't sex her before getting together? That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying some of us suck at it, so we just don't do it. I can't do it to save my life. Someone goes, just sex me. I'm like, what am I, my creativity in my brain to tell you what the fuck I want to do is not there.
You know what's the worst?
I can send you pictures, and I'll flirt that way. But to verbalize it?
She'll be like, Cole, what do I say here? And I'm like, sexing for her. That's awkward as hell. We don't do that. We used to do it when we first started.
For a couple of times, I'm like, what the hell do I say? Tell me what to say. I can't think of what to say.
Give me your phone.
So I don't. I suck at it. I mean... These guys on the fucking bingo or the casino app have been trying. One
is and just now like, you flirt with your OnlyFans.
Do you
page.
Want a naughty talk? I'm like, no, I don't.
Yes, please.
One person.
OnlyFans.com.
Well, I'm 66 and I'm a chef in New York. Rock the fuck on. Do you want to chat sometime? I said, well, I'm at work. Well, so am I. Is there a good time? And I said, after work, like 5, and he goes, "Oh, well, we'd have to arrange something because, you know,
he works.
I have to work around other people." I said, "Oh, are you messaging without somebody knowing? Are you cheating on somebody?"
His boss.
No, he lives with somebody.
Well, it happens.
And I'm just like, no.
Can
I'm
he get
not
his
getting
gift certificates.
Shut the fuck up. He's at a university that's a chef. He shared way too much information.
Oh, well, that's all.
Right? And I'm just like going, if you have to sneak around to text somebody, no, I'm not interested.
Why, yes, let's hurry and do that. No, not going
to. I'm not interested in you. You live in fucking New York. So? It's about like the guy in the UK. Want to watch me get naughty? No, I don't. Yes, I'm at work. You're at home at this point in time. There's a time difference at 6 a.m. We'll go to the toilet. I don't want to go to the toilet. Yes, that happened after one day of messaging me on an app.
Fans.
Only I sent him that. That got him quiet.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, $4.99 in England, that's like $75. Still, that's, yeah. Wait a minute. You have to read. I can't read these fast. Oh, no. Can't pull that set of glasses down.
Love seeing this man. His picture sexy as hell.
Look, we're all bad at flirting. The reality is, we're all bad at it.
No, some people can just roll it off their tongue like nothing ever happened.
I have no
idea. Your ex-girlfriend, she would just, I'm like going, how the fuck did you come up with that?
Yeah.
I just talk. I'm like going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's.
Well, I can't do that. Yeah. I suck at it.
I'm not any good at it.
I want to peel your clothes off and suck on those nipples and rub down your body until I can grab your balls in my hand and suck your dick. No, I would suck at it. And I'll move my head back and move your head back and forth. No, that didn't even sound good.
You know what, you'd have had
let me gag on your dick. Is that better?
If you'd have had me rub my hand down your arm, fuck yeah, it's gonna tickle me. I got a hard on now. Fuck yeah, boy.
I'm gonna put my fingers through your hair. See, and play with your head.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna kiss you passionately.
My joke is
soft, subtle lips.
My joke is that I take 2 years to occasionally talk with you. I've had this with two girls this week. We've talked about it. It takes 2 years for me to occasionally talk to you. Flirt, gonna set something up, whatever, and then finally, when the 2 year mark, then I finally get it set up and we fucking hit it home. Just say it.
So, Nathan, I like to compete for worst at flirting. Dude.
You two will do wonders. You guys should have a contest.
No, awesome. Because we were messaging each other, and pretty much I send a picture and he sends a picture. I can talk with pictures. All day long, I can talk with pictures. I'll even talk with videos. It's awesome.
I go the apologetic route.
I sent him a sucking your dick video.
I don't remember signing off and having like sending my dick out. What? You don't own that motherfucker? Well, I guess you do actually. Yeah,
I don't.
You probably you own my ball, so why not? You might as well. The thing is, I go the apology.
We're married. I own everything you own.
I go the apology, and when you're drunk, you use that as justification to do whatever you want in a public place.
Yeah, I make an ass.
Stick your finger down my fucking pants and. Finger bang me hard now. We're at a restaurant. We're married. We can do it. All right. Here we go. Yeah. You will fucking.
I did not say that to you.
The thing is, you don't know for sure. You say it in a way that you don't know. You didn't, but you had to ask because you're not completely sure. That's what's really funny. The thing, if I go the apologetic.
Now, when we got home, I said, I really want to fuck you outside.
You did.
Because I like outdoor sex.
You did. And yes. And you were, yeah. And it, ready to fucking go. Yeah.
No, I know.
We fucked silly. We sure did.
There's parts of the night I don't remember.
Not when we were home. She remembers the sex. You have to specify that. Look, you have to help me in this a little bit. You know, I don't have all the skills that go into, you know, if you're good recommendations from Miss Amanda go a long ways. Just saying.
You have a list, a mile fucking long of recommendations.
I do not. Who the fuck? What are you talking? I do not.
Okay, not a mile long. Maybe a couple of feet long. It depends on how small you write. Of recommendations.
That's a complete lie. I rarely even have sex. Are you kidding me? Okay, the past couple weeks have been an exception, but for the most time, why are you looking at me like that?
Were you not going for 4 hours in the morning yesterday?
Well, we had talk time, too. We actually fucked less this week than we did the week before. Just saying. I don't need one of those ab crusher things, though. Cause
I went to the booty call and spent... We went two rounds. It lasts maybe, like, 45 minutes.
I think we probably only got 5 or 6 in this time.
5 or 6? You suck yeah. ass.
No, well, and that's just it. See, you probably tuned in one time when there was a break time, because we had actually break time, which is unusual for us.
I don't know. I went kind of, well, there was one time I tuned in, and you were sitting at your desk clicking on shit, so I could hear that you were still there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew that wasn't time, but I waited like an
hour. If you want, I'll text you and be like, listen now. Here's what's funny. I'm going to bring Alexis. I'm going to put it on the nightstand on your side so we can both see what it glows green so we know.
Does it glow?
I think so. So we can say, hi.
Do you know? Do you hear it when you drop in?
No, not necessarily, but we'll have to. No, I'm sure it's just some sort of notification so you know, and that'll be funny, and this way we'll know to say hi. Smile at the camera. I mean, it just is what it is.
There's no camera to smile
at. Well, no, but I mean, we'll smile at the Alexa. You know, it'll be great. It'll be
all
right.
It's all good.
Just saying. It's all fun.
It's really not that big a deal. I don't need to listen.
No, it's fun, because then I can say things to you while you can.
It definitely makes noise when you drop in. Well, so you couldn't hear me because the fucking dogs were
whining. When we have the fucking chorus of...
I'm just like...
Outside.
Well, I don't want to sit here and just listen to Willie just whine.
Why? You know, how do you know that we weren't howling? That could have been us. Maybe
because it was right next to it.
Listen to me. Maybe the sex noise we were making, instead of being the... grunting like a bull, like normal. Maybe that I've switched
like
it up,
a bull.
And I sound like
a whimper. Oh my god, you're totally gonna do that the next time. I can already see it.
Oh, I absolutely am gonna whimper like a dog.
I'm sorry. Last thing you wanted to fuck a whiny dog.
Here's the thing. No, I'm not gonna do it with her because she's gonna expect it. That's no fun. And it's gonna be somebody that least expected and be like, "Hey,
the wolf come out of me."
No, here's the thing. No, I'm not gonna say, "Well, that's retarded. That's horrible." I'm just gonna say, just so you know. Sometimes I've had girls say, "You'll know if you're doing it because I, you know, you'll just know." Okay, and I've learned that could be giggling, that can be speaking foreign language, that can be whatever, right? I'm just gonna put a blanket comment like that out there, so nobody knows. And then,
oh Jesus!
Then I'm just gonna all of a sudden, and when they try to like stop, just. You know, and just keep doing it. Like, no. Just see me just totally throw somebody out. I'm going to do whoever.
Booty call? You want to know what the fuck he does? Gave it a fuck away.
What? Oh, like, he makes one of those fucking gnarly gnash in his teeth.
I'm like, what are you doing to your mouth?
Do you have lockjaw?
It's because it's like.
Well, don't ever let him come with your nipple in his mouth. You'll lose it.
What the fuck was that? Grunt or
you
something?
You guys just chat too much. That's
we
your
don't
thing.
Chat. Well, I chat with everybody beforehand. I don't know. We don't just get naked. Well, he was eating dinner when I showed up. We don't just get naked and start going at it.
Well, we don't either.
I mean, when I've met him in hotel rooms, that's bullshit and you know it.
Now, that is
are your
bullshit.
Pants even on by the time you make it to the bedroom?
Yeah. wait a minute. Where are we talking? Are we talking here? Or
talking
like other
here.
Places? If it's here, anytime I've done a hookup here, I usually either wear my swishy pants. I have actually just worn a robe. When my respiratory
such
now came
hell.
Over the one time, I wore my robe.
Okay, so a hotel.
Oh, what?
No, at a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Clothes are off lickety split.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Remember, we've had time to chat leading up to it. If we go to a hotel, it's not like, hey, fancy meeting you here. That was the fucking plan.
Well, I know that, but
it's
it'd
not
be
like it wasn't
well,
like,
how was your day? You don't have any just small talk.
No, usually no. It's not like, are we gonna go swimming? It's like, hey, there's break times for that.
I didn't think of that.
Now, look, here's the thing. Here, we never have been started to... Well, that's not true. That's good. When we used to use the upstairs room as the fuck room, several years ago, there was one time that it started in the kitchen. So, right, came up. We didn't even get to the bedroom before we started. Actually, I've gotten a blowjob in the kitchen, too.
I know you have.
Yeah. Oops. But
I was waiting for you to remember that one.
Yeah. But most of the time, we make it all the way through the house. We make it all the way through the house to in here. Because I got to get the door shut before the dogs get in. It's bad enough. The problem with dogs is that you're like, it's like you're some sort of pervert. You're like, hurry up, get in the bedroom. You're like shooing them into the bedroom so you can get the door closed. So you don't have to fight the dogs off the bed. Type thing. So, but yeah,
well,
but once
I've
we
done
get there,
that, but there's still little chit chat.
Well, there's chit chat. Hey, make out. Well, we say
make now.
We say we make out. We I do the same fucking things. We're just multitasking. Like, I'm taking my swishy pants off, you know, at the same time. That kind of stuff.
Okay. How was your day? Clothing item comes off. Answer the next item. There you go. Walk on. Arrival consists of, hey, how are you? Ready to go? Let's go to the bedroom.
See,
I don't. I sit there and I have a conversation.
Well, I will start. You know what? I can start doing. I can start playing layers and start being more dressed when people get here.
No, I don't give two shits what you do.
I mean, we're on a time schedule. And okay. I know that. And again, go back to that whole 2-year process. Okay, there's somebody else, and I don't know if she's listening to that, but 2 years. So here's the deal. When it gets to the point, now we're going to fuck. Here's how this is going to go. We're going to, whatever the precursor to it is, that's 2 years of fucking blown opportunities. Let's not tempt fate, shall we? So when we get to the now let's, shit's going to start coming off. It's kind of like when I was a kid growing up, my dad always taught us, you never throw the first punch in a fight, right? You never do that at all. But as soon as that motherfucker says, let's, when he gets to the effing fight, you fucking swing. Well, in this case, instead of fight, it's fuck. And this time it's fuck. So the thing is when we get to the let's, shit's coming off, man. I waited 2 years. Everything's going. All systems go. Doesn't matter what the weather is. We're launching no matter what. Go. That's how that, you know. So, I mean, it's like, you know.
Shall I drag or carry you to the bed?
Most likely. I mean, well, but here's, now, obviously, if the other person isn't at that same level, I'm not just going to be like, yeah, you'll figure it out. No, I'm not going to, obviously.
No, you just grab him by the hand and go, hey, let's go.
Well, look, here's the deal. People like me and usually the people that I'm with, because it always works out the same. We're a lot alike. You and the husbands are a lot alike. It's just weird, right? There's something like, it's like the, you touch, it's the introductory hug when you first get there. It's like, zzz, yep, we're good to go. You know right then. But after 2 years, I've already led these people on for 2 fucking years. They're going to go, fuck this guy in a minute. Just an FYI. Guys, it's a great flirting technique. 2 years is a great flirting technique. Do you know why?
Why?
This is really important. I could patent this motherfucker.
Okay.
Because in 2 years, what has happened is all levels of expectations have completely diminished and completely dropped. At this point in time, when we finally get to the fucking part, they're just so amazed that we finally got to the fucking part. Anything's going to seem like, thank God we just got fucked. So what it does, it totally sets the expectations completely manageable. And then can't, this way you don't disappoint. Or you have less likely to disappoint. I know what I am and what I'm not.
Okay, so explain that I don't wait 2 years. I've moved on by then.
But that's not always true.
Well, maybe with her. Wait, how long ago did we meet you?
Some people was. No, that's just it. Okay, it doesn't. I'm not like doing it by a fucking solstice.
He doesn't mean by missed opportunities. He just meant.
It can't. Look, 2 years.
Well, it's all missed opportunities if you don't act upon things right then, right there.
It's give or take. We're within, like, let's call it 11 to, or 20 to 26 months, somewhere in that window. I mean, if it happens sooner, rock on, but it's going to take the girl to be very, and take the initiative, because we know that I'm going to assume they're just being nice. I'm always going to assume they're just being nice.
We all have that.
The joy of finding out after 2 years that somebody's interested, you're like, holy fuck, really? And then you go, I had all those times and fucked it up. That is amazing. I'm an idiot.
Well, but we're not always the best on picking up signals. And we can sit there and talk to you. Well, I can pick up when somebody's flirting with you.
Oh, yeah, and I can't.
But it doesn't mean I can.
You would think after 30 years of being, almost 31 years of being together, 31 years of being together, we would have ways to, like, you know, let each other know. Like a sign.
You should read my fucking mind by now.
Well, I do most of the time. It usually says, Cole, quit being an idiot. But the thing is, what we need to do is have a stick. Stick, stupid stick. And we just need to have a stick. And we carry like a, just like a paint stirrer stick. I'm getting these for the
smack.
Bar. Yes, I'm getting these for the bar. And it's when we're like, and it's obvious the other one hasn't figured it out. Whap! And we get smacked with a stick, stupid stick. They're like, oh, hey, are you flirting with me? Oh, got it. Okay. I mean, it's going to look kind of weird at first, but people will get used to it.
But you and I personally, a lot of people talk to us. But because a lot of people talk to us, it doesn't mean they're necessarily interested.
Right.
And we don't necessarily pick up on it because they're talking to us.
Right. Exactly. Wanna fuck actually works. Yeah. Exactly.
Wanna fuck usually works. Yeah.
It, even with me, that hasn't worked before. I'll be like, oh, because I'm thinking they're just telling a joke being that. I'm like, seriously.
I've had a couple people say it to me, and it's just like, I don't know yet. I'm the
dumbest motherfucker known to man when it comes to this shit. Seriously.
Yeah, but some of them, it's like, at that point in time, I wasn't interested, but I could be later. And then it's just like, well, shit, did I just totally screw that up by not acting upon it the first time?
Look, I can honestly say part of the reason, even if you, like, abused the shit out of me, I would never leave. Because the odds of me actually figuring out a girl was that interested enough to move to this point in a relationship, there's no way that would ever happen. I'm not that bright. I'm just not smart enough. I would just go there just being nice. I'm willing to admit I am a complete fucking tool when it comes to this. There's no reason. Look, I have yet to meet a single woman, in my entire 51 years of life that I went, oh, of course she would be interested in me. I've never met a girl that I can say that all and laugh my ass off, but I've never met a girl that I go, of course she would be interested in me. Look at me, of course she would be interested in me. Why wouldn't she be? And then you don't let me dress weird, so then I don't, you try to stifle me.
So the night I met you,
I was horny as fuck. and if you hadn't finally said, are you going to kiss me? You wouldn't be living in this dream world that you're living.
No, pause.
Okay.
Because, A, when you asked me to dance and I was eating the Cheeto like a smart ass, was that not a way of flirting?
It was. I didn't understand. I was just like, fucking bitch.
You were laughing when I was eating it slow.
And I was just like, am I going to get some or not? How's this going
to
go?
And then when we went out and I said, hey, you want to come up to my dorm room? What other fucking hint did you need?
You just say, are you going to kiss me or what? Obviously, 3 hours later.
Apparently.
When did I finally kiss you? When you said, are you going to kiss? Like, after you'd already flirted with me the Cheeto, taken me upstairs.
And I'm not assertive, especially back then, for me to say that. I was fucking flustered as shit.
I know, and I was amazed as fuck. But I was like, yup, that's how fucking... That was when I thought I was something. That's when I thought I looked
I knew
good.
When you went up to my dorm room that we would fuck.
See? And I'm glad at least one of us knew that, because otherwise...
Why would you even go if you didn't think you had a chance?
I never... Because I was sober. I never assumed that I had a chance. Look, in college, I did not fuck a single girl in college. I did not pick up a single girl other than you when I was sober.
I was going to say, you fucked a lot of girls in college.
I did fuck a lot of girls in college. And we know me. We know how outgoing I am at 50 when I've been drinking, right? I'm fucking fun as shit. Just ask myself, I'll tell you, okay? At 20, I was fucking invincible. I pretty much was sure that I rocked at everything. And I would walk up and I would most definitely tell you, because I had way better hair and I had way better attitude and I had way better everything and a boyish grin. And so, yeah, at 20, but it took booze. Sober? No way, no. No, never fucking. There were girls that I fucked that sober, I'd seen them for weeks on campus. I didn't have balls to come home and talk to them there in my class, but I was drunk at a party and fucking railed the shit out of them because I walked up and I'm like, hey, you're in my class, which is weird that I knew who was in my class because rarely went.
No shit.
And they're like, yeah. I'm like, we should fuck, like, right now. That was the liquid courage. So the fact that I was sober the night I met you, I was sober, and yeah, there was going to be, I was going to make zero moves because I had zero courage. If I could have had a shot, then it'd been a different ballgame. But no. So, yes, if you hadn't... See why I have to be careful what you kiss? If you hadn't kissed me, you wouldn't be living in this dream palace, this world that we have, this swinging empire that we've created. I can't even say that with a straight face. You could have been married to, like, some doctor or something. Look at what you would have missed out on. Pumpkin. Oh, this show's going to be
there. See, the guy I dated before, he was a teacher.
Yeah. And he was pissed as hell that night. He was, which, that was the
we
one.
We were already broken up.
But that was part of the reason why I asked you then. A, you were hot. B, you'd already been a smartass to me. And C, it fucking pissed him off and all of his fucking friends because they hated my fucking guts. And so when I walked over and asked you to dance, the fucking anger that went there, and I laughed my ass off.
He wasn't there, was he?
Yes, he was.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, fuck yeah, he was.
Oh, I remember coming.
And when we left, oh, holy shit. Yeah, that fucking, yep, because I was that asshole. And that was fun. And that was even more fun because we actually fucked. Just saying.
So you really didn't want to...
Oh, I wanted to. I just didn't have fucking... There was no way... I wanted the second you walked in the room. And the when you turned around and said, some people actually come to dance. Because I was standing there, Chuck, the adult guy. And I went, fuck. I was like, I was fucking... Right then, I went, fuck you right then. I was enamored as hell. He's like... And he was always writing me about drinking. He's like, well, why don't you go talk to her? I'm like, why don't you fuck off? And he's like... What, you know, don't have courage? Mr. Liquid Courage? I'm like, fuck you, yeah. And I went in the room, and I'm like, I'm going to ask her to dance. Fucking took half the night before I had balls enough to even do that. And I seriously was going to go sneak booze, except he would have fucking called me out on it. Yeah. And I did go down the next day after my parents left, before I went up to your room, and I did go to his office, and I did tell him that I fucked your brains out, and I did tell him that I did it sober. And I told him just like that. Hey, what's going on? I just want you to know, I fucked her good, and I'm going back, and I'm going to fuck her again. Sober. And turn around and walked out.
Wow! You look like a hoe.
All right, there we go. More stories about Cole. Look at this.
Back then, you had to keep it quiet.
I didn't.
No, boy locker room talk doesn't exist.
I didn't have to keep... I didn't keep... The one thing I would do...
You were not quiet.
The one thing I would do sober or drunk, I didn't have courage to hit on girls sober, but I wasn't afraid to say anything to anybody else sober. I wasn't afraid to say anything to anybody at any time. You have done a wonderful job of taming my ass, because you know right now, you know that tonight alone, for example, the statistical odds of me going on a tirade were out there to fucking go on a tirade, and you have managed to... and not about anything we talked about, so I'm totally unrelated. But you have trained me so well that you actually, because when I was 20, I'd have fucking just went straight. We'd have started the show with this shit. Because I really didn't know, I didn't have what you would call a filter at all. Not in the least.
Cole doesn't have a quiet setting.
I didn't understand inside voices. There was more than one college professor I told to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I didn't really have a, you know, ooh, let's be mature. That just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But you knew you could change me and make me better.
No, I know you can't change people. That's the funny part.
And now I got, yeah, bullshit.
You
I
just
changed,
became more
bullshit.
Mature.
I changed you. You were like a good girl. You only fucked your boyfriend, nobody else. Now you fuck other people for a hobby. Now you're shooting porn. Now you're all fucking hot and sexy doing booty calls. Chalk one up for the guys. Man, win one. I changed
been
you.
Been doing booty calls for the past 3 years.
I know, but the bottom line is 31 years ago you weren't and I corrupted your ass. Look at me go.
Way to
like
go.
A sand person. That's fucking, yeah, winning. Right there it is. I'm like the only guy. That's some sort of fucking... I should have a TV show for that. All these women have struggled to, like, change men. It's not possible. I mean, I've taken some lumps along the way. It hasn't been an easy battle every time, but we got there. Just saying. I think we should end the show, because I think this is a great chance for getting in trouble. All right,
oh,
I hope you guys...
after an hour. Holy
I hope
shit.
You guys had fun. I don't know. I don't know if we actually helped anybody tonight. We kind of had... I mean, in the description of the show, I'll talk about a topic that we had that we touched on for, like, 2 minutes, but it was still a topic. Hey, if we helped you, let us know. Make sure you follow us. Don't forget the new name change. So when you're looking for us, you find us. We are Crazy Truth About Swinging. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Truth Crazy. Send us emails at crazy.casba@gmail.com. Don't forget Crazy Winter Summer Nights is still coming up. You can still get tickets. You go to our website, crazycasba.com. Also, Miss Amanda, you want to, I'm telling you, you want to sign up now for her fucking OnlyFans because the shit that's coming on there is hot. And it won't have me. It's hotter people than me. Trust me.
I'm pretty innocent. I have this halo bubble.
Yeah, you know what? It's got cum dripping off of it and a penis somewhere through and possibly a badge. What that is it's OnlyFans and it's Miss Amanda Casba. Also, you can follow us on YouTube, obviously. YouTube. Facebook.com/Casba. Follow us everywhere. And I'm on, well, we are on TikTok. I love TikTok. Send me ideas for TikToks, too, by the way.
I have two fucking videos.
Yeah, I have a bunch. It's Crazy Casba, at Crazy Casba on TikTok. Also, I'm going to give this little, I'm gonna throw this out here. Okay. You've got a special shoot you're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. You know what it is.
I know.
And all I can say is, it's going to be something like has never been seen for you under the big top. Did you get the hint, clown? Get the hint. Just saying, you're going to want to see it. It's going to be hot and sexy.
Cole has this thought of a great video, and
we have people that
have
that,
to act upon it.
Yeah, and it's going to be badass. It's going to be sexy as fuck. So OnlyFans, get on there. All right, with that being said, again, huge shout out to ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Don't forget ASNLifestyleMagazineAwards.com. You can vote twice a day till June 30th. Please vote for us. But do check them out. It is a great magazine. You will be very, very glad that you have. Also, SmokingMeatBBQTreats.com. Get your meat rubs. Help support a really great couple of great business, Swinger Business, and that's SmokingMeatsBBQTreats.com. Check it out. And No More Wet Spots. NoMoreWetSpots.com. Check it out today. Make sure you visit there. Don't forget, put Full Swap in the promo code and get a 10% discount. And be watching soon. We are so excited with the My Cup condom. So be watching. It's coming soon. So, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, the only way I ever will. Thanks for tuning in. Casba Style, out.
Bye.